Great news for New Mexico Centennial Care members. Now's your chance to become part of the Western Sky Community Care family. With our quality Medicaid insurance, we get you covered. Get access to a network of doctors near you and coverage for vision, dental, and mental health. Already a Western Sky Community Care member? Stay and enjoy. Go to WeGetYouNM.com to learn more. That's WeGetYouNM.com. Such services are funded in part by the state of New Mexico.
Now, the opening bell on 96.3 News Radio KKOB. Brought to you by Nusenda Credit Union, the power of we.
Well, the stock market ended October yesterday down about 129 points for the Dow, 29 for the S&P. But on this November 1st, back up, all green, 211 points for the Dow, 34 for the S&P. It's now time for our stock and business update today, which is sponsored by Cetera Advisor Networks. And joining us from Cetera is Pavlos Panagopoulos. And Pavlos, as we mentioned, the markets took a breather yesterday, but overall, best October for the Dow since 1976. Why has the financial media missed that we've just had the best October in decades?
Yeah, better get out of your bell bottoms, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
It was like the 70s and our muscle cars. But it's been a story about the Dow, really, Bob, not about the NASDAQ. And you know what I always say about Wall Street and its media, they're not an investment organization.
Yeah, they're a sales organization, as you call them, disguised as an investment organization that make you sell when you should buy and buy when you should sell. Why is that?
But Wall Street analysts and the financial media try to tap into our emotions of both fear and greed. They make trillions of dollars doing that. When it comes to investing, my favorite line, Bob, is you lost 30%. But we all know that if you only sold out at the wrong time, you know, that's basically you realize that loss. Again, I go back to the Dalbar study about investors' emotions and why the average investor never achieves the market returns. Just go to our website, My Financial Sense. You see that study and share it with your family members.
Okay, well, so the average investor sells out when they should be adding to their portfolios. But why are our emotions so strong when we hear the market is going to crash and we just get out now? How many times have you heard that when you're talking to people?
Well, you know, it's just like social media, you know, Twitter, whatever. You get a tweet, the market's going to crash, and everybody rushes to one end of the boat. And I guess that's kind of what we're seeing in this economy. I just got an email from one of my clients thanking us for the Zoom meeting that we had last week, talking about the uncertainty of the markets. We do have a replay on our website. But, you know, Bob, hopefully the client's asking what opportunities they see right now. Again, now that we've seen that the market went into correction mode, you really can't do that with printed media. And thank goodness for the folks there and you on KKOB. You can keep it real. And, again, we hear my voice, and I'm excited when the market is down. I'm really a value investor.
All right, so how do you know when we're at the bottom, headed up, and the new regime has taken hold?
Well, nobody has a crystal ball, so don't believe it. Remember I told you those tweets, you know, hey, the market's going to crash or the market's going to skyrocket. But what we do know, Bob, is my wife went to the grocery store yesterday, and we know the bill's going to be higher. She already showed me the tab there, and then I'm going to fill my gas tank up later today, and I know it's going to be higher than what it was the last time I filled up. And when it comes to utility bills, Nikki will pay that this month, and we'll see inflation is here to stay. And now, Bob, the inflation regime is in charge, and maybe it's time to pivot to value.
Well, speaking of pivoting, we see the Fed is not pivoting this week, and will announce another interest rate hike probably tomorrow, right? And 0.75 points?
I think you're going to be right about that. Again, Bob, let's let history be our guide. The Fed has caused 14 out of the last 15 recessions since World War II. Chances are they'll overreach and overcontract the economy. We're seeing that with housing and rental incomes going up. You know, right now we're seeing what's happening right now in the economy. Again, it'll further send us into a deeper recession. Again, I believe we're already in a recession. If any of our listeners like to go to shadowstats.com, economist Jonathan Williams tracks inflation, unemployment, and the money supply the way we used to track it back in the 70s and 80s, Bob. And again, meanwhile, our politicians will be reading from what I call a fairy tale. Again, the lowest unemployment rate in history, you know, that's what they say. But we all know that there's basically one in able-bodied American out of four is not working. And Bob, I just drive by the stoplights here in Albuquerque, and we see homeless on the streets asking, we'll work for food signs. Meanwhile, there's help wanted signs in every store, restaurant, and business that you drive by, right?
Yeah, speaking of fairy tales, you're going to be with us on Election Day next Tuesday to talk about the fairy tales that begin with, if I'm elected, how can listeners reach you and your team?
Yeah, Bob, one more week, right? One more week of the silly season. You can reach us here this morning, 505-828-4068, or go to our website, myfinancialsense.com. And lastly, Bob, I want to mention Securities Investment Advisory Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. We'll see you next week.
All right, thank you very much, Pablo. So let's get an update on KQOB traffic and weather together every 10 minutes here on 96.3 News Radio, KKOB Candy Cruise.
It could be information to change your life forever. Or the Something You Should Know podcast could just be something interesting.
Ramit Sethi, talking about being rich.
The old definition of rich had a lot to do with how much money you accumulated, but it wasn't about how to spend it. It was more about how to get it. But okay, so once you get it, what do you do with it?
In our culture, everybody tells you how to save, but nobody teaches you how to spend it.
Something You Should Know, wherever you listen.